CRTV's radio network service. Here's the news read by Snowcell Ano Ebier. Southwest traditional rulers have expressed the wish to organize a festival to consolidate the return of normalcy to the region during an audience with the Prime Minister in Yaoundé. The Cameroon government has stepped up measures to encourage the use of local materials in the making of valuable artifacts and the building of houses. The 7 p.m. in-depth segment will examine the place of local materials in the country. At least 9 Palestinians have been killed in the occupied West Bank in a counter-terrorism operation by the Israeli army. The 2024 Paralympic Games officially kick off tonight in Paris with 4,400 athletes from 186 countries, including 5 from Cameroon, poised to compete in 22 disciplines. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. Traditional rulers of the Southwest have disclosed their desire to organize a festival to consolidate the return of normalcy in the region. The project was presented to the Prime Minister today in Yaoundé during an audience he accorded a delegation of the Southwest Chiefs Conference. Prime Minister Joseph Dion Gute also granted audience to the paramount ruler of the canton of Akwa Duala, Louis Din Dikakwam, who is on his maiden tour to Yaoundé after his enthronement. Star Building correspondent Christian Chahatam reports.
After some 7 years of socio-political unrest, during which life in the Southwest region has gone through tough times, members of the Chiefs Conference visited the Prime Minister of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, to present their happiness with all the efforts made by the administration to restore normalcy. Chief Moses Obenofunde, President, Southwest Chiefs Conference.
Over the last 7 years, we've been in difficult circumstances, and in the difficulties, we recognize that the government and through the head of state took some measures which are making us a little more comfortable in our region. So to that extent, we are thanking the head of state through the Prime Minister for the measures which they took and for the peace which we already see around us.
The chiefs also presented to the PM their desire to organize a festival as a means of consolidating the return to normalcy in the Southwest region.
Cognizance of the fact that things are getting normal, we decided to come up with things that would cement that normalcy. And one of those things is to organize a mega cultural festival in Boya come December. And we think that in that cultural festival, we would again preach peace if there's reason to preach it at that time. We would ensure that we get social cohesion amongst our people, let them live the way they used to live, try to encourage some investments that would improve the economic standing and financial standing of the people. He gave his formal blessing to what we want to do.
The Prime Minister equally received a delegation from the canton of Akwa in Douala, led by the paramount ruler, Louis Dindika Akwa, who is on his first outing to meet his people in Yaoundé.
We came here to meet our people living here in Yaoundé, and we took the opportunity to pay a courtesy visit to the Prime Minister.
The traditional ruler told the PM that as an auxiliary of the administration, he stands ever ready to collaborate with authorities throughout his reign. Christian Cheadam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Traditional rulers of the Northwest region are upbeat that revamping cultural manifestations across the region would greatly contribute towards restoring social cohesion and stability. A delegation of funds from the region led by the Vice President of the Northwest Regional Assembly, Fon Yakum Shomitan Kevin, was speaking during a meeting in Yaoundé today with the Minister of Arts and Culture, Bidungpat, to present the upcoming Northwest Heritage Festival for Peace, Reconciliation, and Sustainable Development. The first edition of the Fair on the Promotion of Intercultural Dialogue and Harmonious Living has gone underway in Yaoundé, with organizers striving to foster understanding, tolerance, and cooperation among people from diverse backgrounds. Participants had the chance to experience traditional crafts, music and dance from various cultures during the event presided over by the Inspector General at the Adamawa Governor's Office. Elis Waji Banmia reports from CRTV Adamawa.
The heart of the city of Ngaoundere was full of excitement as people from all walks of life gathered at the Intercultural Harmony Fair. The first edition, organized in collaboration with various local cultural groups, aimed to foster understanding and celebrate the rich, intricate fabric from Cameroon's four cultural zones. Marie Abbe is coordinator of the fair.
We have been able to foster understanding, tolerance and cooperation among people from diverse backgrounds living in Ngaoundere. It is a way for us to return to our roots and strive to preserve our cultures.
The fair featured an array of activities, including traditional music and dance performances, culinary tastings from Cameroon's cuisine, and a workshop on the dangers of hate speech and the need for responsible use of social media platforms. Attendees gained deeper insights into the diverse cultures of the country and the need to preserve them.
For me, Felix, it's a good occasion for social and cultural cohesion. We are able to discover other cultures and then we will know our country better.
Eya Elume Alfonso, a ceremony like this, it makes us feel we are brothers and sisters.
The fair has underscored the importance of living together harmoniously to enrich the nation's collective social fabric. Elis Waji Banmia, CRTV News, Ngaoundere.
Some officials of the Organization of Islamic Conference, OICE, have paid a courtesy visit to the Director General of the CRTV. The meeting was aimed at reinforcing cooperation ties with the state broadcaster and reflecting on how both institutions can effectively collaborate in future. What you have noted is that the Cameroon Radio Television is a full member of the Union of OIC News Agencies. Actors in the taxation chain in Douala have appreciated the continuous move of the Director General of Taxation to meet with the drafting of the 2025 finance law. The different members of professional associations say they have submitted proposals which will go a long way to improve the business environment in Cameroon. Skola Maloke reports from Douala.
It's been a busy time for the Director General of Taxation, Roger Meyong Abad, who has been discussing with different professional associations in the taxation chain to collect their proposals in view of drafting the 2025 finance law. The different private sector stakeholders, among whom members of the American Chamber of Commerce, have lauded the move, saying a good finance law will improve the business climate and thus bring more investors. Rakesh Panjabi is a member of the American Chamber of Commerce.
We thank the administration for organizing these kind of events, because only if we collaborate, communicate, we can be creative in finding new investors to come in. And I think if we work together, it's a win-win situation for the investors and for the administration.
On their part, members of the National Order of Tax Advisors presented, among others, some problems faced by their clients. Henry Mutalen Mutasi is a tax advisor.
The taxpayer has two kinds of problems. Practical problem coming from the tool of tax administration, and the problem that is in the law, that the law is not good all the time. And we come here with the claim of our client to show to the administration that something can be done to improve it.
The Director General also met with members of the National Order of Accountants of Cameroon, ONECA, who presented some 12 proposals to be included in the 2025 draft finance law. The meeting with the private sector stakeholders ends this August 30th in Douala. Skola Maloke, CLTV News, Douala.
A study carried out in Bamayo Central Region of Cameroon has established that the use of firewood, charcoal and similar sources of energy for cooking exposed women to several lung diseases. Results of the study carried out by a health solutions non-governmental organization known as Clean Air Africa were presented at a workshop organized by the Ministry of Public Health in Bankomo today. Karine Kubong reports.
According to the research piece titled Health Impacts of Cooking Smoke, a study of lung function and air pollution from cooking fuels in Bamayo, Cameroon, presented by Professor Bertrand Hugo Mbachu, people who use energy sources such as firewood, charcoal, sawdust for cooking, are exposed to over 50 times of WHO prescribed limits for exposure to pollutants.
One of the lung diseases in Cameroon is asthma. That's a prevalence of about 10%, and this condition can be aggravated by exposure to air pollution, pneumonia, chronic bronchitis, and even cardiovascular diseases like stroke are diseases related to exposure to air pollution.
It is on this premise that Clean Air Africa initiated this study, which surveyed over 1,300 women from the age of 35 in Bamayo, 655 who use domestic gas exclusively, and 651 persons who use other sources of energy for cooking. The fieldwork coordinator for Clean Air Africa, Cameroon, Miranda Esong Bame, explains.
Pollution is the second cause of mortality in the world, and little or no studies have been done so far. So Clean Air Africa comes to produce evidence where the realities on the ground in relationship to household air pollution.
The chief researcher, Professor Bertrand Hugo Mbachu, has encouraged populations to use firewood and other such sources of energy in highly ventilated areas to minimize exposure and contamination.
Using clean fuel like domestic gas is less harmful, and you need to educate populations so that users of this fuel should know that if I am using charcoal or wood, this is how I can use it to reduce my exposure to pollution.
The Clean Air Africa project is a solution-oriented partnership with the University of Liverpool, working in several African countries in the area of awareness raising and pushing for policies that could help prevent exposure to avoidable deadly diseases.
On to the 7 p.m. in-depth segment. The government of Cameroon is bent on revamping the bamboo and rattan sector as a means to better the livelihoods of the population. This is a substance of a partnership agreement signed between the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts, and the International Bamboo and Rattan Organization. Vanessa Wutnang's Namung reports.
The government of Cameroon wants to maintain her position as the second bamboo and rattan producer in Africa. The partnership agreement between the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts, and INBAR, an international bamboo and rattan organization, therefore marks a significant starting point for the realization of this wish. A convention materialized with the handing over of a consignment of equipment made up of molders, percussion drill machines, lever gas torches, and gas cylinders to officials of the Mbalmayo Special Handicraft Village to promote bamboo-based objects. Both parties, that is Minmeza and INBAR, say they are jointly committed to carrying out activities geared towards revamping the bamboo and rattan sector. This is by supporting craftsmen and women in structuring the sector via trainings and capacity-building workshops. Also, providing production tools to ease their work by greater output will hopefully give them more trade opportunities in the international market. The visit of exhibition stands bearing furnitures and objects made from bamboo and rattan marked the end of the event that promises a bright future for the bamboo and rattan sector in Balmayo and Cameroon at large.
The Mvokumbi neighborhood in Yaoundé has become a haven for artisans who are specialized in the production of diverse bamboo and rattan furnitures. The vendors of these articles say business is good thanks to the growing popularity of rattan due to its durability, flexibility, and sturdiness. Colette Jani visited the bamboo and rattan furniture market in Yaoundé and compiled the following report for the news.
It is always a busy atmosphere at the bamboo rattan furniture market in the Mvokumbi neighborhood in Yaoundé as artisans build furniture from these materials, which they believe it's more exquisite than wood. Amongst them, Roger Atangana.
If we remove the skin and reassemble the frames, we still need to treat them with a product, and we need to prepare the strings to weave the chairs, filing cabinet and baskets. To give the shape of a chair or a piece of furniture according to the customer's models, we give the shape with the touch. This is what helps us to give the different shapes in terms of weaving.
The industry generates millions of CFA francs each year as products such as chairs, cupboards, beds and baskets are distinguished by greater elegance and innovation, with prices ranging from 5,000 francs to over 300,000 francs.
We really make brisk money from the sales of our articles made from bamboo. People really patronize our business from articles like basket and cupboard. At times, we receive 2 to 3 commands from big customers a day. The government should put in more efforts to commercialize bamboo and rotten in the country and also in the foreign market.
These artisans are calling on the government to exploit the bamboo and rotten market more due to its massive economic value.
Compressed blocks and fired bricks are some of the local materials increasingly being used in the construction of modern houses in Cameroon. Apart from being cost-effective, the materials are highly valued for being ecologically friendly. In the following report, George Mwam highlights the efforts made to encourage their use.
In an era fraught with extreme climatic conditions, fire bricks made from clay and compressed blocks from laterite represent a welcome alternative to cement blocks due to their low carbon footprint. The local material promotion agency, Mipromalo, with 2 of its administrative buildings recently constructed with local material, has so far been leading by example, and its director general, Dr. Likibi Bubakar, says fire bricks are more comfortable and affordable.
Advantage for using fire brick in our construction is first of all the cost. After that, we have the quality of environment that this brick provides.
Aside from the economic and ecological advantages, he adds that fire bricks and compressed blocks are more aesthetic.
In my office, the AC is not functional, but temperature is quite friendly.
To encourage the use of these materials for different construction works, Mipromalo has embarked on the creation of specialized training centers across the country where young Cameroonians gain skills on their production and use.
If they want to use the local material, notably the fire brick, they have to come and Mipromalo can provide and give them best advice for implementing their project.
This year, the institution has set a target to produce 1 million toilet fire bricks and has signed partnerships and conventions with councils and other public institutions to encourage the use of local materials in line with a 2007 Prime Ministerial circular.
There are many entrepreneurs in Cameroon who are creating jobs and making a living from the bamboo and rattan sector. Some of them are experiencing hard times, especially those in the troubled regions of the country. The guest on the 7 p.m. news tonight is Diodone Neba, who runs a bamboo and rattan shop in Moliko Boya. He discussed the venture with Winston Lebga.
Diodone Neba, thank you very much for accepting to be a guest.
I'm delighted to be with you on this 5 to 6.
Tell me, how is business going?
For now, things are slow, but at first, they were really moving well. Because of the crisis, we have to drop our production because the business really went down.
You have employees with you. Are you able to pay them?
Yes, at first, I was able to pay up to 8 employees. But as of now, I only work with contract workers.
You deal with rattan and bamboo. Where do you get them from?
There's a depot in Dokoti in Douala where we get the raw materials. They will transport them to Boya.
How profitable is your business nowadays?
Well, rattan and bamboo, they are natural resources. Anybody working with natural resources is almost 60-40% income, because the only thing you really need to do is the time that you give to bring out what you really want to bring out. But it is really profitable, but it takes time.
I'm wondering, are you registered with the Delegation of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft?
For now, no. We are still writing a new project. We will write it before we worry.
Where do you raise the capital to do this business?
When we just started this project, that was in 2012. That nearly of blessed memory was the one sponsoring the project. From 2016, as he retired, the sponsor was slow. Then even the workshop that I'm working now was built by Pam Yol. So since he died, nobody has supported us.
I've learned that you had an initial location for your shop and then you were forced to move. What made you move?
We rented a land, then built the workshop. So the people needed to construct. So they asked us to evacuate. Even this one that we are still in, our contract is expiring in December and the owners have said they are not going to renew our contract.
What will you do? Any plans?
For now, I'm still looking to a common initiative group. If we can have a land where we can build our own permanent workshop, it will be good. Because even if I'm not working, the trade will continue.
Apart from that, what do you really consider as your greatest difficulty?
Well, my greatest difficulty is marketing.
Jodone Niba, I'm so very grateful for your time.
Thank you.
This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. We have this press release from the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development. The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development informs the general public that the date of competitive entrance examinations into the first year of the various cycles of MINADER training schools, initially scheduled for Saturday, the 31st of August 2024, has been postponed to Saturday, the 5th of October 2024. The deadline for the submission of application files extended to Friday, the 27th of September 2024. Therefore, candidates may continue to submit their application files in various centers as indicated in the announcements to launch these competitive entrance examinations. For all additional information, please consult the specific announcements at MINADER in regional delegations of MINADER and the training schools concerned. Signed, the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe. The administration in Boya has called on civil servants to join the various stakeholders in the monthly clean-up campaign in the town. The senior divisional officer for FACO, Vian Mekala, led a grand Keep Boya Clean campaign during which he reminded the population to abide by the rules of the garbage company Zakam. Details with Kangelion Caesar from CRTV Southwest.
The senior divisional officer's visit was marked by brief stops at major points in Boya, including the OIC market, the Boya town and Munya markets. In his message to the public, he expressed satisfaction and called for continuous collaboration.
Activity was ordered by His Excellency the Governor of the Southwest Region to make sure that we should remain the cleanest town of the country as it used to be. The first instruction is that the population must collaborate. They must take part to the exercise. Every last Wednesday of the month, it concerns all the population because the Izakam will not come to their house, to their shops, to their office to clean.
Amongst those who massively participated in the cleanup campaign where taxi drivers who revealed their intent is to accompany the governor's desire for a clean environment.
Denis Musumbe Ichuam, the elected president of Boya Taxi Drivers Union, since welcome. We are here under the authority of our governor in collaboration with other stakeholders and Izakam to keep our town clean. So I instructed them to go out to stop any driver that does not want to respect the order.
Now, the expectation is that the population will use this campaign as a stepping stone to ensure that the town remains clean. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Boya.
In news out of Cameroon, at least 9 Palestinians have been killed in the occupied West Bank in what Israel says is a counter-terrorism operation. The Israeli operation began at midnight local time, with at least 4 Palestinian cities being targeted at the same time. That's Jenin, Tulkarm, Nablus, and Tubas. Earlier, Palestinian officials said at least 11 people had been killed, while Hamas has confirmed that 6 of his fighters died in Jenin. The raids are believed to be the first time since the Second Intifada, a major Palestinian uprising from 2000 to 2005, that several Palestinian cities have been targeted simultaneously. South African billionaire Johan Rupert has overtaken Nigerian industrialist Ali Dangote as Africa's richest person, according to the latest data from the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Mr. Rupert controls Richemont, one of the world's largest luxury goods firms, which owns brands like Cartier and Montblanc. His net worth has increased by $1.9 billion to $14.3 billion, placing him at the 147th position globally, 12 places ahead of Mr. Dangote. The Nigerian's fortune has fallen by $1.7 billion this year, giving him a net worth of $13.4 billion, according to the Bloomberg report. The 2024 Paralympic Games is about now officially opening, with 4,400 athletes to compete in 22 disciplines. Among the athletes from 186 countries, five of them are from Cameroon, and they will be involved in three disciplines: athletics, taekwondo, and powerlifting. Chimonye Tekam Gill will open Cameroon's campaign in the event at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow, when she takes on Leonor Espinoza from Peru in taekwondo. Chiefy Constance, coach of Tama Giselle, the power lifter, says her athlete is ready for the competition. Take a listen.
We have a positive attitude due to the adapted infrastructures that were kept for us. It's adaptable to the different coaches. As far as para powerlifting is concerned, we are focused. We do what we're supposed to do. I think everything is positive as far as we are concerned. Health-wise, we are okay. There is no negativity. As far as my athlete is concerned, she's positive. She's serious. What she has come to do, she will do it.
To end this news here once again are the main points. Southwest traditional rulers have expressed the wish to organize a festival to consolidate the return of normalcy to the region during an audience with the Prime Minister in Yaoundé. The Cameroon government has stepped up measures to encourage the use of local materials in the making of valuable artifacts and the building of houses. The 7 p.m. in-depth segment today examined the place of local materials in the country. At least 9 Palestinians have been killed in the occupied West Bank in a counter-terrorism operation by the Israeli army. The 2024 Paralympic Games officially kick off tonight in Paris, with 4,400 athletes from 186 countries, including 5 from Cameroon, poised to compete in 22 disciplines. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.